Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what happened here is the Steelers' offense was so bad, one of the worst quarterback performances I've ever seen. When I say ever, I don't just mean Aaron Rodgers in his 20-plus year career. I mean Steelers' quarterback performances ever. They showed a graphic in the fourth quarter that was like, hey, Aaron Rodgers has played a bajillion games. There's an argument this might be the absolute worst one.
You might be watching history, folks. It's never been worse than this.
Okay, and at 41 years old, that doesn't exactly like warm the cackles of my heart watching cockles. Him play this way. Cockles, cackles, all the same. But yes. I think what it's done is the offense was so bad that it's, I think, caused people to kind of treat the defense with some kid gloves. In this respect, the defense was not bad last night. Okay, let me start with that. They did not have a bad game. Like, I don't think they played the type of game where if Aaron Rodgers was just so-so and they had lost, I don't think I would have wanted to come on the air fire and brimstone at 2 o'clock and just rip them a new one.
Yep.
However, this is a $160 million unit. The idea is it's supposed to be the best defense in football. Last week against the Colts, guess what? It played like it. Now, you said it was kind of flukish because of all the takeaways they got, sure, but that was like a wreak havoc, like wreck the game, take the game over against one of the best offenses in the NFL. That happened
last
week.
That's correct.
Okay?
Yep, that's all true.
They weren't even the best defense in SoFi Stadium last night. So whenever that's the case, I have a hard time like congratulating or speaking highly of the defense. If you played and the other defense was better and you have better players than them and your head coach is supposedly a defensive savant and their guy is like someone that just...
Your head coach like basically taught him how to coach defense. He's the student. Your head coach is supposedly the master.
That's why like I'm happy to hear, not that it doesn't change the result of the game by any means, but Watt should be a tough critic on them. We should all be tough critics on them. The expectation is when you pay that amount of money for a defense, you're great. That would be like the Dodgers spending all the money they did on Ohtani and all their pitchers and having like a 5 ERA. Like it should be awesome. But because like they had a stretch of games where they looked like the worst defense in the NFL, I think we've changed our expectations for them. And we come out of games like this saying, oh, you know what? They weren't bad. True. But not bad isn't good enough, Chris.
I think most people are conditioned to assume that the offenses in the NFL are the highly paid units because quarterbacks are the highest paid players in the league. So if you have a good quarterback, you by definition have to have an offense that is having some real money spent on it. The Steelers are maybe the only team I can think, I guess the Broncos, like teams with like rookie deal quarterbacks. But the Steelers are the only team without a rookie quarterback who are inverting that, and the defense is getting all the money and the offense is getting relatively little. And so I think the reason I say most people are conditioned to expect the offense to be the big money group is they're conditioned to also expect the quarterback to be the one sitting up there a la maybe a Josh Allen, right, after a game where they score 13 points and keep turning the ball over and say, well, we've got to be better, we can't do this, we can't do that. The Steelers, whether it's a realistic proposition or not in the modern NFL, have a defense that's compensated to the degree where you think they're going to take over game after game after game. We know that that hasn't happened. I am also not in the mood to give them a pat on the back for acknowledging the fact that they've got to be better. They just need to play better, period. The one thing I'll say about Watt's comments is, hey, everybody, their highest paid, I don't know if he's been their best, he hasn't been their best player. Their highest paid player, though, seems to agree with me that they probably can't just keep going around saying, well, we'll turn over the other guys six times or five times and get better. You know what their record is in games where they haven't forced a turnover this year? I'm sure you looked this one up.
Go ahead, Chris.
They're 1-3, Pony. Yep. When they don't force a turnover, and that's been four out of the last five games that they haven't, they beat the Browns, and they've gotten embarrassed to varying degrees by the Bengals, Packers, and Chargers.
But the expectation should be that they force turnovers. Not five like against New England, not six like against the Colts.
But that they're disruptive.
But more than zero, man.
I would agree with that. The guy who's talking and saying they can't rely on turnovers is another guy who was quiet as a church mouse for the most part in that game.
Like, they had five sacks. Okay, that's good. You had zero takeaways, though, against a team that was without its two starting tackles. Their tight end, who has been a revelation.
Got hurt.
It had the dropsies and then got hurt. And they were down to a third-string running back, and a fifth-string running back was the backup. So, 22 points, that's probably, like, around average for the Chargers, and, like, that's probably, like, right league average in the NFL. You average 22 points a game, you're not good, you're not great. But given the way we talked about this game leading up to it... 25 points, because the safety, yeah. My bad. Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of Steelers fans thought the Chargers aren't going to do anything against us because they can't protect their quarterback.
Well, guess what?
And they got zero turnovers, Chris.
You know why they got zero turnovers? Well, Tomlin even highlighted this at the halftime conversation with Melissa Stark. He pointed out they caught a ball, we didn't. So that's a direct shot at Joey Porter, who very fittingly was wearing Ike Taylor's number when the ball bounced directly off of his hands.
And all of Steelers Twitter had the same exact thought when it happened. It was like my timeline was just every single human being saying, there's Ike Jr., there's Ike Taylor 2.0.
I went with Ike Porter Jr. Yeah. I combined them. Also, I would say Joey Porter Jr. has not become close to the corner Ike was in his day. So he's got a ways to go here. Anyway, when I take stock of all that and I figure out why did they not have any turnovers? Why weren't they able to do it? You know, it was we had that very in-depth We're Football Guys Friday show where we tried to make sense of who would win a game you and I both thought was very, could go either way. I said the worst nature of Justin Herbert, where he goes big game hunting, would end up winning out and he would hold the ball too long and try to take too many big shots downfield and they would get him.
Uh-huh.
Average time to throw, Justin Herbert. 2.21 seconds.
That's faster than Flacco.
Fastest in a game in his entire career.
Yep.
So what did they do? They got the ball out quick.
Sounds like that Edmund Fitzgerald speech got through to old Justin Herbert, huh, Don?
They convinced Justin Herbert to get rid of the football, and they only got pressured, I think. Like, the Steelers had a 30% pressure rate or whatever, not even close to what you would hope for, and those tackles held up. And then Collinsworth, when he wasn't busy butchering a name or pretending two players played together who didn't, was also pointing out that even though Watt's been chipped like 45 more times than the next most chipped player in the league, chipping is not, by the way, being double teamed. That's another story for another day, or triple teamed in the purest sense. They pointed out that he was just going one-on-one and not really winning in time. The Steelers were not figuring out a way to break what has broken them repeatedly.
Against
the quick
Trey
game.
Pippi Longstocking, whatever the hell the guy's, Trey Pipkins.
He was getting them one-on-one, and he was handling them, or the ball was getting out.
Yeah, the ball was getting out was probably the bigger thing.
What is going to be the solution here? We've seen the Packers do it. We've seen Flacco do it.
And Flacco's going to do it again on
Sunday. Flacco's going to do it again.
You know what the solution is?
We just saw Justin Herbert
outscore
do it.
Outscore him. That's the solution on Sunday.
There's got to be. Well, hold on.
Hope he makes a mistake and turns it over.
If it was that
and outscore him.
If it was that hard to stop the quick game, there wouldn't be a team in the league that would allow its quarterback to hold the ball over 2.5 seconds. There's got to be a defensive solution there. You're paying them $160 million and the coach $20 million.
There is. You've got corners that don't let wide receivers get open so fast. Guess what? The Steelers don't have those guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.